Barker administration and the Philadelphia City Council are still sparring over the first phase of the mayor's housing plan. Lawmakers are poised to pass an annual budget that prioritizes the city's lowest income households. Mayor Sherelle Parker says that approach will hurt working Philadelphians and their neighborhoods. She talked about her plan this afternoon on WHYY's Studio 2.
And if we don't do it, let me tell you what we will become. We will become a city of used-to-be neighborhoods. Yeah. We used to live on a nice block. The houses used to be nice when we were growing up. But people haven't had the disposable income to stabilize them.
Parker's remarks came a day before the council is expected to take a final vote on the budget for the Housing Opportunities Made Easy initiative. The measure calls for nearly $280 million in funding during the first year of the plan. A federal appeals court has upheld New Jersey's rule that only state residents can access its medical aid in dying law. WHYY's Corey Sharber has details.
New Jersey is one of 12 states, plus Washington, D.C., that allow terminally ill patients to request life-ending medication, and all but two restrict the option to residents. The case was brought by a Delaware woman with stage 4 lymphoma who challenged New Jersey's residency requirement. She died after the court heard oral arguments. A lower court dismissed her complaint, saying the state is required to extend doctor-assisted suicide to non-residents. Delaware is set to launch its own medical-assisted suicide program on January 1st. New Jersey's law requires approval from two physicians, a waiting period for patients to reconsider, and two witness signatures, one of whom cannot be a family member. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Cloudy, gray, and showery across much of the Delaware Valley on this Wednesday afternoon. Right now, Center City at 44 degrees. Looks like some precipitation could be coming in the next 40 minutes or so. On and off showers for the next several hours. They should be petering out by about 8 o'clock. Temperatures get down to the 40s by 9, 10 o'clock hour. Then skies clear out. We're in the mid-30s for the overnight hours. Looking ahead to tomorrow, patchy sunshine and cooler with highs right around 40.